Here's Alec Baldwin, who thought you'd just show up and be a talk host.
When can we take some calls, Ivan?
Whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air, Ivan? Do we have that number?
It's right there.
Oh, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting. Do we have any calls yet there, Ivan? No calls. Let's read some more about Scientology. Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist? Alec Baldwin, posing the big questions tonight here. Do we have any calls here yet, Ivan? None. Boy, it's just incredible.
No, no, no.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
Former Vice President Joe Biden in a video message responding to new allegations of inappropriately touching women.
This is part of both Biden and his team's efforts to fight back this narrative that has been building over the last few days that he has an issue with how he treats and interacts with women. Four women have now come forward to accuse him of making them feel uncomfortable based on his physical contact.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin appearing in court on charges related to a college admission scheme.
They are among dozens who sought to get their kids enrolled in colleges by bribes, false test scores, or by claiming their kids were athletes.
Fox's Gernal Scott. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 39 points, the Nasdaq gaining 47, and the S&P 500 adding 6. This is Fox News.
Was more likely to have something first to stop him from tours, cause Keith behaves worse. Keith Richards survived Nazi bombings. He got a butt caught inside his brain, almost died on stage. His mattress caught flames, he snorted cocaine with his dad's ashes.
Does he have that surgery yet?
That's supposed to be Friday.
Oh. Well, if I have a valve that needs replacement, I want Clark's to do it. I trust them. It is 4:04 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, our guest sidekicks today.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And so far, I've been found guilty of being gross. What else?
Savage.
Savage. Gross, savage for directly taking little tastes of butter, peanut butter, and jelly for health purposes.
I mean, I just...
Other than that, if we discussed anything, we'd just all over the place. We never did get into the leather pants thing. But Ken's waiting to talk to us, so nobody cares.
I care. Hey, I do have a... I guess, I know you can't give specific legal... you know, things, but is it still peanut butter and jelly if you mix the two of them together and then put them on the bread? Is it still peanut butter and jelly, or is it a new mixture?
I think at that point you have transformed it. See, and I disagree, because when I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, when I bite into it, you can distinctly see the separation between the peanut butter and the jelly. So I think they keep their own independent...
But it would be distinguished from, like, a ham and cheese sandwich that, like, definitely stays separate.
Here's the question. Yeah. Does jelly belong in a refrigerator after you open a jar?
Yes. Everything belongs in the refrigerator in my world you've opened the jar.
Not hot sauce.
Absent the peanut butter.
Although it is called preserves. I mean, like, some of it is, like, you know...
Exactly. That stuff...
But, like, it's wouldn't like you rather spam. Be safe than sorry and put it in the fridge?
No. I've never read a news story in all the years I've been doing this about somebody who died from spoiled jelly.
Well, that guy died of pasta.
Oh, let's Google.
That was probably some dumbass millennial that had some foreign substance.
I mean, he probably was a millennial because he...
Excuse me, Joy.
mean, I think jelly, because of the sugar content and the fact that, I don't know, anything that's gelatinous like that, I think belongs in the refrigerator once open. Peanut butter, I do not put in the refrigerator.
No.
Because then that would be...
You'd rip the bread to shreds.
It would be ridiculous.
Yeah. No, peanut butter is...
What about your eggs? Do you put your eggs in the refrigerator?
Of course.
Because, see, in Europe, they don't. But that's because the eggs are different.
Well, now, when Papa John, my friend who has a farm and chickens, when he gives me his farm fresh eggs, mm-hmm. you know, I don't stick them right in. They may be in the car for half a day or whatever. I don't leave them in the hot car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty familiar with the survival properties of almost all foods.
I read a story once about, like, why Americans refrigerate their eggs and why people in other countries don't. And I don't remember why, but there actually was, like, a specific purpose about...
Let me say this. I lived with a roommate in college who, the heathen, okay, she would crack eggs and then put the shells back in the egg carton and then put them back in the fridge.
What?
People do that.
No, that's not a thing.
And she was just like, it's the way I've always done it. It's the way my mom did it.
Well, your parents raised you crazy. Like, why would you do that?
Okay, if anyone out there does this...
Throw them away. Don't even tell them it's okay.
Well, no, call in and explain exactly why...
Show yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you crack the eggs and you put the eggs back. Like,
no.
What?
No. The only time I have ever done that is if the egg carton is almost empty. Like, you're not putting it back in the refrigerator and you crack
right.
them
well,
while
yeah,
you're
you
using
got some,
them.
Yeah, you got some
for
the
throw
shells
away.
And throw them away.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, God, he has.
You don't.
Don't what?
You don't crack eggs and then put them back in the fridge, do
you? Oh, no. You do. Look, first of all, there's nothing with a worse smell than an egg that's cracked and spoiled inside the carton. You know, you don't... that goes in the trash.
Yeah.
But it is the perfect container. I mean, an egg is until it is cracked.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was going to say, though, whatever we're talking about here is a lot more fun than today's news.
Yeah, Biden's still
getting
being
into the technicalities.
They're just trying to make Joe go away because
of eggs and jam preservation.
And after they get rid of Joe, they'll find something on Bernie that they have to pick on so they can find the crackpot there. How about this new mayor of Chicago? This is one of the things I put out there on the Twitters today.
I saw that this morning.
This is her first priority, right? While hundreds are being shot in the streets of her city, she says, "Fighting hate is going to be the focus of my." What does that mean? Fighting hate. How about having a conversation with Jussie Smollett, for starters?
How about crime prevention?
Not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah.
Like, you do you, Chicago.
You do you.
Just, I can't believe what's going on in that city. It's just a joke, a bad joke. There's parts of it are too strong for even a nitwit like this one to ruin. But living anywhere other than the first couple of blocks on either side of Lakeshore Drive is not going to be a very desirable option unless you live an hour's train ride out of the city, like most people that used to live in the city do. Eldon, good afternoon.
Hey, man. Egg question. Egg answer. A fresh egg is, when it's laid, it has a film on it. So, therefore, if you wash that film off, they have to be refrigerated. If you do not wash them, which some of them are poopy chickens, you know, like she says.
Emily says that all the time.
I know, that's what I was saying. Like, yeah, Emily. If they're clean, they have a film on them when they're, when they're laid. And if you wash that off, they have to be refrigerated. If they're fresh, they can last a while on the counter.
You learn something new every day.
Wow.
Well, now the cracking the shell and putting it back in the thing, that's kind of strange. I would never do that.
No, neither would I.
No, I love Dilk and Thomason. They are great, and they are just eating you alive this afternoon, Mr. Poodle. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye. See, I knew it was something about...
Every once in a while, I invite them in just to fix me.
Did it work?
So far.
I remember being something about the eggs and why...
I guess Europe doesn't wash them off.
No, I think it's because America does, like, this crazy extensive washing of the eggs, which I guess that would make sense. This film, that's...
I'm okay with it. I have fridge space.
I mean, either way, I'm fine with it. I don't really eat a lot of eggs, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jacqueline doesn't actually like eggs, so...
I don't eat eggs, but my husband does, so... But we keep ours in the refrigerator.
The difference, because I make eggs for the gang in the morning at least twice a week. Like, yesterday they had New York strips...
And you can make a New York strip and eggs. I have had that, and it was delicious.
Hash brown casserole and the eggs from Papa John's Farm are far more flavorful than regular supermarket eggs. There's just something, you know, they're a little yellower. There's a little more flavor to them. I don't know why that is. They all come from chickens.
I had BLT with no mayo, because I don't eat mayonnaise either. And then we had, what did we have that other time? It was a sausage, Kanekka sausage and eggs, but I didn't eat the eggs. I just had the Kanekka sausage. Remember when we did the morning?
I don't know. Everything I've had, it's been good.
Yeah, but you eat eggs.
There's going to be a day in June, I believe, when Rich and Emily are both going to be gone. So can you, could both of you come and
yes.
sidekick well, with me and Jay?
If we know the day, yes.
Yeah, no,
yeah as long as I'm not at camp.
Yeah, Dana goes to camp once a year for a week. So if it's not that week, she volunteers at a camp.
I'm a counselor. I'm not a camper.
Oh, I thought maybe like.
No, I do not go to like an adult retreat.
I remember when Janelle was 12, 13, 14, her mother decided that she needed to go to summer camp and have that girl's experience. And so she said, Dad, you know, send me snacks and stuff. So every day I went to the store and I filled up a box full of all kinds of stuff, crackers, cookies, you know, and I would go to the UPS store next to the grocery store and ship it up there. The third week of camp was the one visitor's day the whole time the girls were there for the month. So I went up there on that Saturday and you get to tour the camp. Ground. It's very impressive. They had everything there for young girls to do, from horseback riding, all kinds of sports, archery. So they're taking you through the dorm. She pulls open her bed, and she's got a 7-Eleven in there. I didn't realize
I volunteer at Camp for Kids with Cancer. It's Camp Rising Sun in Columbus, Mississippi. But I have had a camper that stashed. That like brought a backpack full of snacks, and we give the kids snacks. Like we have snacks in our cabins, you know. Like we don't try to make them eat healthy. Like we totally give them so much junk food. But I you know, our camp is from like Monday to a Saturday, and on Friday I look and she's got Spam. Okay, she's got Spam and like teeny and like the weenie, the little weenies,
the Vienna sausages.
Oh yeah,
she's got like a backpack full, and she's just over there eating her little Vienna sausages.
Well, she was so proud because she said, Dad, I've made $60 selling this stuff to the other girls here. Debbie, good afternoon. You're on with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomas.
Hi.
Good
afternoon, everyone. Yes, the film that's around the egg is the natural protection for the baby so that when mama accidentally drops something, it ain't going to hurt nothing. But it's just an antibacterial type of film. Nature's best. Anyway, I was going to ask you ladies something, just out of curiosity. My nephew went through this, so this is why I'm asking. It's too late for him, but if a woman were pregnant, whether she's married or if it's just a relationship, and the father really wants that baby, have you had any success in giving him the right to keep her from aborting their child?
No, and I don't think that we would.
There is actual Supreme Court law. I think it's Planned Parenthood versus something or other. You're taking me back 10 years to con law.
Okay.
That being said, there's a big legal issue surrounding that right now, especially with all of the abortion things going on within the media and within our state. But
somebody brought a lawsuit. Actually, someone brought a lawsuit
in Huntsville right now, Madison County.
Mm-hmm, a guy, a dad, you know, a potential father, brought a lawsuit. Obviously, it's too late now, but he did. He's suing the abortion clinic and the doctor for terminating a pregnancy.
Wrongful death, maybe?
Yeah, he is. And then he actually got past the life issue.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be successful on the merits. That's just my personal opinion. But no, to answer your question, there really aren't a lot of legal safeguards for men right now. If the abortion conversation takes a turn towards more of the conservation of life, I think that that might change. It will take a long time before we see that change. But the best thing that men have going for them is if they know somebody is pregnant and they want an interest in having a relationship with that child is to go out and register under the putative father registry. That will protect you once the child is born if the mother decides to put that child up for adoption. Or if the mother keeps the child, absolutely sooner than later, file a petition for custody, even if you want joint legal or visitation, and or if you want to go for more than that. I'm just saying, but stopping a woman from being able to abort a child that may be yours, unfortunately, there really isn't, as we sit here today, an avenue to do that.
And so the man has no rights in making the decision, but he has responsibilities if she decides to have the baby.
Well, and it's a gray area for me, especially when I think about it, because I've processed this from the level of, you know, the man's property right, if you want to look at it as a property interest with their child. But also in our world, and people don't think about this a lot, but we deal with like frozen embryos and those types of things. Yeah. You know, women have gone to court and won with regards to children that have been created through, you know, those types of means, and then the rights to those, almost like chattel. And so how can you say that, you know, there's this property interest here when it's in an embryo form, but not say it that the male has a property interest in it and the decision of keeping that or not? From
that
a legal
is amazing.
Perspective, Debbie, yeah, it's sad. It's scary, but it's sad.
Thank you for the call. And what's sad and scary is that we have an entire political party who won't even protect the life of an infant.
Yeah.
Until the moment it's born or after.
Well, there's new legislation on the floor here in Alabama where, you know, they're getting, I think it's Representative Collier is getting really aggressive with, anti-abortion legislation here in Alabama. And I'm interested to kind of see where that goes.
But 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It just makes an awful statement about some of the people in our society that we look at it so
well. But I think there's an issue with the legislation that's been introduced in Alabama because it's 2 weeks. So essentially you're absolutely restricting the right to abortion because not very many women know that they're 2 weeks pregnant.
Right.
And so, you know, we know that the Supreme Court, for better or for worse, whether, you know, you agree with it or not.
Have you ever heard a woman say that she knew she was pregnant the moment of conception?
Just Mary, the mother of God. That's it.
Well, I don't mean...
I mean, like, honestly, like, I've never in my... As all my woman friends had anybody say, I knew when it happened that I was pregnant. Personally, I haven't.
See, but Janelle, I did. I knew it. I just knew it.
But you asked me a woman. You're a man.
Well,
also true.
Also factual.
By the way, the same people that can't decide whether a 9-month-old baby is a living being or not. Now they did you see this jack of this jerk? What's his name? Is that Clyburn? They want congressional oversight of Fox News. What country do these people think they're living in?
China.
Oh my God. It is 4:20 already. Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house. Anything's on the table for discussion at 272-9228. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, introducing their own brand for exterior painting. And this is the time of the year where a lot of folks like to touch up the outside. Whether you want to work on the trim or the entire house needs a new look, Solar Proof is the brand they sell with their name on it. It is self-priming. It is mildew-resistant. And leaves a beautiful result. And like anything else they sell at John Lee Paints, if you're going to be the painter, please consult with them so, A, you're using the right brushes and rollers and applying the paint correctly, that you run down the checklist with them so that when you start, you won't have to run back. And by the way, always authenticate the color. By that, I mean, I didn't do that a long time ago when I was putting an exterior coat on my home in Florida, and it started looking like a giant banana, because the yellow was not a light, dim sunlight yellow. It was looked like Chiquita had come along and bought the house and was going to use it for a billboard. So they can help you with all aspects. But John Lee Paint now introducing Solar Proof at their location, along with everything else for a great indoor or outdoor painting project just north of Atlanta Highway. And please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. It's 422.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling right on through the 4 o'clock hour, and we still have a problem on I-65 northbound. If you're headed north of Prattville, be careful, because you are going to have to exit the interstate at the Pine Level exit. They have the interstate closed at that exit going northbound. There's been an accident at the 193-mile marker, and it's going to take them quite a while to clean that one out. The rest of I-65 is rolling along okay. Don't see any problems on I-85 either. The boulevard's starting to become really busy, especially around I-85 and Troy Highway, so be careful there. The Atlanta Highway's starting to see a lot of traffic, especially around the Taylor Road area, so watch out there as well. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Today, House Democrats are discussing their legislative agenda, including legalizing and taxing medical marijuana. Representative Laura Hall has introduced a bill that deals with the decriminalization of marijuana possession. After a two-year investigation into Alabama's prison system, the Department of Justice says the state has violated the Constitution. The Justice Department also warned that it may sue the state within the next 2 months if Alabama doesn't fix the problems. This comes after state corrections officer pleaded guilty to assaulting two inmates in Elmore County. Governor Ivey responded to the findings, saying that her administration promises to work with the Justice Department to solve the issue. And Auburn fans are sending off their men's basketball team to the Final Four in Minneapolis today. Fans gathered at the Montgomery Regional Airport to wish them well. Auburn takes on top-seeded Virginia Saturday. All your NCAA tournament coverage can be seen on CBS 8. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of nice days we've been enjoying will soon come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, not as cool, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A warm day, high around 76. Chance of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. In fact, an increasing chance by later on in the afternoon into the evening hours and tomorrow night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. Then on Friday and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms possible at times, near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday. More thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Late in the day, some of those could be strong as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of all these weather changes. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is for Generation.
Joey.
Hi, kids.
Brand new.
The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about playing in the street. People out there say playing in the street is just fantastic, but kids press their luck, dodging cars and trucks. You think, what the heck, kids don't belong in traffic. Some children advocates suggest playing in the street more to make your community feel more neighborly. Doesn't that seem a little dangerous? The wheels on the bus go round and round when it tries not to run you down. The wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish because it did not miss. Oh boy! Once they hose what's left of you off the bus, kids, please don't play in the streets again. Barney loves you!
Join.
Yeah.
Well spent. Time well spent.
I suppose.
Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Our sidekick with us. They have a story I'd like your opinion on from St. Louis Public Radio about a talk host there who and was well known to the community named Don Marsh. The story goes that he made a comment to a guest saying, "You look great." And apparently the guest complained to the station manager. So after 13 years on the air, they just canned him.
What?
Well, I think obviously our reaction is going to be that stupid.
Like, how dare you compliment somebody?
Reportedly, Marsh was reprimanded for greeting me with, "You look good." The assertion being that Don was making a sexist comment. "I am appalled," Foss said. She did not know that she had played an unwitting role in his departure. Marsh told a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter that he did resign after station managers questioned him about the way he greeted Foss.
It's ridiculous.
This is insane, in my opinion.
Like, society needs to get a grip.
But do we know the whole story?
Clearly, he just read the whole story,
well,
Dana.
But that's the thing is, I don't think we do know the whole story. I think that it sounds like there were probably some issues that, it just sounds like there were probably some other issues because I don't think that anyone, you know, with common sense would fire him over that. There are always facts we don't know.
That's true.
There may be some other component to this, but the person that he allegedly insulted says, "I didn't."
Yeah, well, and I don't think he even allegedly, like, insulted them, but I think that I don't know. It sounds like they had other reasons to question, I guess, his personality towards women, and then I guess
this used to be such a fun business because it was so playful.
And then Taylor Swift happened. Taylor Swift.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, that's kind of...
I know who she is.
No, that's that like the first time I remember, I guess, in the most recent history where something...
Oh, yeah.
Where the disc jockey or DJ or whatever he was, like...
That's the same thing, Jacqueline.
But I'm saying, like, allegedly touched her butt in that...
Right.
In a photo, and she had like PTSD from it, and she brought lawsuit against him.
Well, actually, no, he brought a lawsuit against her.
Oh, yeah, that's
her.
What it is.
No, he brought a lawsuit against her, and she countersued for $1.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then it was like this whole big emotional roller coaster about like women, the whole Me Too thing started. And
I wonder what happened with the guy because
he's in Mississippi. He's a radio DJ in Mississippi, or he was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, Dana apparently knows him.
No, it's like South Mississippi, or it's not Columbus. I will say
well,
it's
he
not
was
Columbus.
In, he was in Denver when that happened, yeah. So he's
now by Morgan Freeman's Bee Farm.
Claim to fame.
Wow, that's so ridiculous to think of the things we used to do and nobody got their dander.
What do you mean used to do? Have you seen Joe Biden on television? Like, people are still doing this creepy behavior.
You know, the only thing about Joe Biden is, like, everyone keep, like, this stuff is from years ago.
But it was,
and, like, he probably is a creepy old man. But, like, if you're going to say something, say something.
But the thing with Joe is they're doing it now not because they suddenly realize, ooh, that's creepy.
Exactly.
They don't want him...
They were doing it then, too, because I remember these, like, memes and stuff happening back
when...
Did you
see the meme with Joe Biden and Jussie Smollett?
I have not. I have not seen that.
Yeah, that's good.
But, I mean, I think people were kind of bringing this, but we're at a different season now, and I feel like you didn't see the type of media nonsense you see today... 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. People now make every little thing a big deal, and we just didn't do that during certain administrations.
I was 20, working for ABC-FM in Chicago, my first on-air gig. And they hired this 27-year-old woman to be our music director. Don't remember her name. But we had an actual music library, which was because everything had to be on an album in those days, and those took up a lot of space. So I was in there looking for something, and she came in and closed the door behind her. And she pressed her body up against me and was very, very aggressive.
Wow.
And I just... She wasn't that good looking, really, to be honest with you. But
She would have been, would it have changed it?
Did you get her fired?
No, I didn't say anything to anybody.
Did you get a raise?
Yeah, but
well,
I mean, I think
temporarily.
But here's the thing: I don't think that should happen to either gender.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think everyone deserves to be respected.
That was a long time
in
ago.
Workplace and
in the 80s, I had permission to come in the morning, and I would take the Miami Herald in its plastic bag. You know how they used to deliver that, right, Jacqueline?
Yes.
And my newswoman would bend over slightly and wait for me to spank her with it.
Hmm.
It was just the way we greeted each other. It's like Eskimos.
I think that was inappropriate even back then. I think that was inappropriate even way back then.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. More than your news lady, right?
We have...
is that a caller?
Yeah.
272-9228 at 434. All right, Lorenzo, you're on with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomas, and what's your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to make a comment. So in the 80s, I was in a relationship with a young lady, and I don't like the phrase, you know, she got pregnant because it took both of us, right?
Yeah.
And her parents forced her to terminate my child, okay?
How old was she?
I think I was 18. I was 19, she was 18, but she was still living in the house.
Right.
And, you know, they forced me also to pay half. This was in Oklahoma, and they forced me to pay half of the fees of the abortion.
How did they force you?
I mean, like a dad with a 2x4?
I was just going to say, that sounds, that would have been my guess.
And then that relationship ended, and then I have a daughter now from a relationship afterwards. But before that, again, I hate using the phrase that she got pregnant. You know, she said she was on the pill. And she decided to go terminate. So she wished me or wanted me to pay half. Again, I didn't wish to do that. I mean, I'm pro-life, and every child should have a chance to live. And we got pregnant again, so I have a 30-year-old daughter now. But I still had to pay child support, even though she didn't want me to have anything to do with that child. And my parents
Stories like this, this is one reason why Dana and Jacqueline specialize in representing men.
Right.
It's too bad they weren't available to you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that necessarily the abortion issues would have gone any differently, but I do think that, you know, you having to pay child support, and I think it would have gone differently today. I think that you would be guaranteed time not only the responsibilities of being a dad, but the rights of being a dad. I think that would probably be different today.
I believe that. You know, my mother kept saying, she'll come back to you, son. She'll come back to you, son. She'll come back to you, son. And she did, but, you know, there was never a DNA test. It's not confirmed or anything. Does she resemble me? Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say she's not my daughter now if we did a DNA test. She wasn't. Because, I mean, I had to support this child, whether it was me or not. And, you know, and I'm glad you guys are fighting pro-life for this. You know, my church is pro-life and travel.
Lorenzo, we're out of time for the call, but
sure.
We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call,
God
Lorenzo.
Bless you guys.
You
yeah,
too.
God bless you guys.
And prayers to you. That had to be very difficult for you to share that with us this afternoon at 4:37. We're going to take a quick trip to the traffic dungeon. 65 North has been a problem, and we got other stuff going on. Then we're going to come right back to Brant McDonald.
We're rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around town, and we see a lot of folks leaving the downtown area. Madison Avenue is real crowded. We see a lot of folks on South Union Street and on South Decatur Street headed in and out of downtown area, so be careful there. The Boulevard is really busy around the Troy Highway and I-85. Also see a big crowd between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it is extremely busy around Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Then if you head on back towards downtown, you're going to run into a crowd headed out of downtown when you get around Ann Street and Federal Drive. I-65 is a place to avoid still this afternoon. North of Prattville or at the 193 exit, there was an accident, and the police have the interstate closed starting at the Pine Level exit, so watch out there. Traffic is now starting to back up near Highway 14. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We're going a little out of sequence this afternoon, so let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon at 4:38, sir.
Hey, buddy. I appreciate you accommodating me. Sometimes these meetings pop up and not a whole lot I can do. But so I trust you're having a good day today.
Yeah.
Okay,
boy.
Great.
It's been fun.
That's good. Yeah, so we got a little bitty gain today. You know, it was kind of a mixed bag. We talked about manufacturing numbers the other day that were great, both in China and here in the U.S. And then the services side kind of came out today. Wasn't terrible, wasn't great either. But then we had the ADP numbers for payroll that came out. That's how it always works on a week like this. Mm-hmm. You get ADP on a Wednesday, and then on Friday you get the official sort of federal numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And so we'll see what that was. But the ADP number was a little bit below the estimate. Missed it by a fair margin. You know, so you get these little small data points. They don't mean anything from a trend line standpoint. It's just that when you see it, you kind of step back and go, okay, well, that was somewhat weak. But then counteracting a lot of that was, you know, the reality and the realization now that this trade deal is about to be done. And I think you're seeing that. You can clearly see it showing up in various sectors. You know, we talked about, you know, manufacturing companies like Caterpillar and others who have really begun to move back up in anticipation of this. Basically, any company that derives a significant amount of their revenues from the Pacific Rim, i.e. China, had been hit pretty hard as this trade deal was being negotiated last year. And then today, you know, we see semiconductor companies across the board all continuing to really rally because in most cases those companies are roughly 50% of their revenues come from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention all the intellectual property behind that and the various processes associated with whatever type of semiconductor they make. So all in all, not a bad day. If you lift the hood, as I always say, and you kind of look at the internals, you see a lot of money moving back and forth among the various sectors, but the top line or the indexes, the Dow Jones, the S&P, it was a somewhat of a muted day all the way around. I can say this, based on sort of what we're seeing, we are going to probably make a few changes in our portfolio models. These are our proprietary models that many of our clients are in that are driven by risk profile. And we've got a few positions in there that have done fairly well over the last 6 months or so. We're probably going to trim those and look to go into some other areas. So all in all, we feel pretty good about where we are. And I think that the next big move, you know, is going to be led by earnings. We talked about that yesterday. And I can assure you, when we come on the air at the normal time, or certainly go in studio when I'm back, we're going to be talking about earnings. That's going to be a big deal, and we'll be talking about how we see things shaping up the rest of the year, you know, from an earnings perspective especially.
Look forward to that. Now, Brent, will you be able to join us at the regular time tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to double check. Just saw something on a TV monitor. The team, Auburn, the War Eagles, yeah, getting on their plane, getting ready to fly off for Saturday's game. Pretty exciting.
It's extremely exciting. And, you know, we'll see, man. They've got a real shot.
I agree. By the way, we still have a Duncan and Some Predict-a-thon on my Facebook page. Make a guess. Somebody's going to win a $250 credit. We're going to draw a name if nobody hits the exact score. In the meantime, pick up your phone, dial 387-0094. And if you've never had the chance to sit down with somebody like Brandt and the incredible team he's put together at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management to plan your financial future, do it. You're going to feel better because you've suddenly taken a very significant step in life. You've become managerial about your money. And it can only get better from that point forward. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
All right, buddy.
You
take care. I appreciate your accommodation.
Sure, glad to do it.
Okay. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of nice days we've been enjoying will soon come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A warm day, high around 76. Chance of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. In fact, an increasing chance by later on in the afternoon into the evening hours and tomorrow night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. Then on Friday and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms possible at times. Near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday. More thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Late in the day, some of those could be strong as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of all these weather changes. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Montgomery Eye. Join Montgomery Eye Physicians for their third annual spring screening event, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, the event will take place at Montgomery Eye's Sturbridge facility. That's located across the street from Pepper Tree Shopping Center. Stop by for a free LASIK screening. Meet one of Montgomery Eye's local board-certified LASIK surgeons. Enjoy free food and drinks and sign up for amazing door prizes. They'll also be giving away goodie bags to all of those who receive a LASIK screening. How about that? Join Montgomery Eye, 8131 Seton Place, for your free LASIK screening Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information about this event or for giveaway details, call 272-2020 or visit onlinemep.com. That's 272-2020, onlinemep.com. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New from AT&T, the Joe Biden wireless plan.
Reach out and touch someone.
If you don't feel comfortable meeting someone in person, now you can rub noses over the phone. The Joe Biden wireless plan lets you stay in touch with people you care about. So get them on the line today. The line of respect, that is.
Reach out and touch someone.
Interesting, as pointed out on drudgereport.com, that his boss, our former president, Barack Hussein Obama...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
...has had nothing to say about any of this Joe stuff that's suddenly surfacing.
He's well aware.
I'm sure, and also, I'm sure part of the Democratic cabal that does not want Joe on the ticket in 2020... They got to get one of their rising stars. When you were first on with us today, was it you that said it to Dana, or did Dana say it to you? You AOC'd something.
Oh, I said it to Dana.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about the bees and how important the bees are and the bees. And I'm like totally making fun. But I mean, the bees are important. But
course,
I mean,
sure.
That was very AOC of her to be like... The importance of the bees and the cow farts and the, you know, that just reminded
when
me.
When you go AOC, you know, there's a bit of a lilt that gets added to your voice.
Yeah.
You know.
The bees and then the bees.
Like?
Trump has been.
But see, let me tell you the difference. Obviously, I mean, some of them are very clear between Dana and AOC.
right.
One day.
First of all,
Dana. Dana,
actually,
I like how I walk back in and, you know, the difference is.
We weren't talking
Dana
about you behind your back.
No, but I will say
IQ,
this.
Number one.
IQ. And the fact, like, I'm pretty sure Dana knows what the 22nd Amendment is.
You mean the one they passed so Roosevelt couldn't get reelected?
What an idiot.
Yeah. But the media doesn't point
Look,
that out.
Our three chambers of government.
Chambers.
The chambers
all
got to
work together. The you know, the...
She's
the,
an idiot.
The Congress, the House of Representatives.
But would you,
and the Congress, you know.
Would you agree that she is a dangerous idiot?
I don't understand how people like her get elected. Like I said, I'm all about, like, intelligent young females getting elected, but, like,
sure.
I don't
That's
know how
not
that
it.
Happened.
That's not it.
Wow, I just got a picture of that wreck we've been hearing about since we came in. Up Verbena Way, that's got 65
Ooh.
Northbound. Look at that
Ooh.
Thing.
My.
That is a large vehicle that did at least half a dozen rolls.
That's not good.
It almost looks like a, either a, you know, like a camper of some type.
An RV of sorts?
Yeah. Bad shape.
Yeah, I think those things are top heavy.
But Dana, I think people like AOC get elected. It's par for the course. She's just younger and more Puerto Rican.
I mean, she's pretty, but like, come on,
no,
guys.
No.
She's
she
not.
Pretty.
She's attractive.
Yes,
yeah, she's attractive, but like, that
Your
does
own.
Not outweigh the stupidity that.
No, I would rather have a troll. I would rather have the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
All right, just. More intelligent.
Even a little bit more intelligent. I mean, she's scary stupid. Like,
yeah.
It scares me that there's even an approval rating at all. That people are like, yeah, like, I think that she's onto something here with this. Like, no.
The fact that dumb people that are overwrought in their politics get into office is not surprising to me. She's not the first one. I don't know. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Democracy is the theory that common people know what they want and they deserve to get it good and hard.
Well... You know
it does not always create good outcomes when you decide everything based on a popularity contest.
Why am I seeing a headline under this Lightfoot, who is going to be the next mayor of Chicago, Chicago's first black, gay, female mayor,
mm-hmm.
and then the headline, A City Reborn. What does that mean?
Which part of that?
A City Reborn.
It's MAGA country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great there. I can hardly wait. And the first thing she wants to address is hate. So start with Jussie Smollett.
I was going to say, what about those fictitious hate crimes that are happening in your subway at 4 a.m.?
Yeah. Or how about the 400 people, black folks in the South and West Sides who have shot each other so far in 2019?
It's so sad, though. I mean, seriously, something has to happen because that's tragic.
They said that in the 60s and 70s, and nothing's changed. It's only gotten worse.
It's just so sad, though, that...
The only thing that's changed, is, and I can show you, if you had a map of Chicago, I could show you 50 years ago where you did not dare go. because you would have been in a open fire zone, and then draw today's perimeter for those areas mm-hmm. around it, and all it's done is get worse, get larger. What's happened, the city benefits because it's got this stunning lakefront, and there's been so much redevelopment close to or adjacent downtown. Mm-hmm. It's like Montgomery, in one sense. When I first came here and started observing things, I thought, part of the city's going to end up in Georgia if we just keep going east with it.
Right.
Eventually, cities find out that people will only commute so far. Mm-hmm. And then, so what they did was they started tearing down a lot of areas that were just nightmares, Cabrini Green, all these housing projects, and started building high, you know, upper echelon rentals and condos and that kind of thing. So it brought back a lot of the younger, mm-hmm. high income earners back close to the downtown.
Don't look
area.
At me.
No, but the blight, the deterioration, the malignancy of the city's deterioration has continued to grow since I moved away.
Well, and it's happening here too. I mean, I think that you have your head in the sand if you think that Montgomery's crime rate is down or that we're doing anything. We might be doing these revitalizations and Dexter Avenue looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. But what about all the hike in the crime rate that wasn't existing out east and all these other places that yeah. now are rampant? I mean, the crime is just moving and we're not really doing much about it. I mean, people want to go on Facebook and go onto these Facebook pages and they want to do Facebook Live videos and they want to post about it, but we're not doing anything to fix the communities. We're just watching it happen.
This is an interesting topic because we have a mayoral race coming. Somebody today, a good friend, asked my opinion of David Woods. Now, has he announced this, David?
Yes, he has.
He is running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I vote for him because he gets to sit with Andy Griffith and Aunt Bea on TV at 9:30 and pretend he's having dinner with them. Thanks for watching.
What? You know how I feel about that show.
I may have forgotten. Remind me again.
It is literally the worst show on television. It's not funny. I cannot handle it.
What about the later years in color?
Stop it.
Oh, those are even worse. Those are like watching, those are like bad acid trips. Aunt Bea soloing in an airplane, are you kidding? With her abundant bosom, she's going to pull a yoke?
Like, we've got to stop off? Even talking about this show. It just it enrages
well,
me.
Well, we will because Terry's on the line. Hello, Terry. You're on with Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Okay. Are you still going to listen to Jeff Sessions and just stay in radio, or are you going to run for mayor?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Got to run for mayor now, because you know what Jeff Sessions is talking about.
Well.
So you got to do it, because he's the one told you not to. That you are to just stay in radio and don't worry about politics. So you need to run for mayor, and we'll have plenty of people that will back you up.
You don't want that job.
Well,
yeah, he does.
Let me explain what Terry's referencing. Jeff Sessions was a regular guest here in the studio and on the phone.
Right.
And we were just chatting one afternoon, and I said, you know, and by the way, I was voted class politician at Bogan High School, okay?
I'm just saying you there still you don't want that job.
So I told him, I said, I've always been interested in politics, and I've always wanted to be somebody who could be a, you know, get in and move and wake people up and say, let's try this. And he, because the second congressional district was still up in the air at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think you'll have more influence if you stay here and do this.
Hmm. You do have a lot of influence, and you probably have more influence than 9 out of 10 politicians in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Really, even probably more than that.
That's a nice compliment. Terry, I would... being the mayor of any city these days is tough.
I was like, you don't want a job.
Right. The point is, though, what do all the cities that are falling apart with crime, poverty, and all the rest that goes with it, what do they all have?
Most of them are led by Democrats.
They are, and I am not a Democrat, and I don't know if Montgomery would elect a non-Democrat.
I don't know.
I just wanted to...
I think they would.
You made my day just by asking, though. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Wait, let me go back to something you said before. He brought up Jeff Sessions in your political career.
We still haven't gotten into my pants.
No, I don't.
Joey, stop trying to avoid getting into Greg's pants.
I don't want to get into your
pants. He's
going to
get you into them whether you like it or not.
Oh, Lord, get away from me,
Hashtag
Biden.
You too.
Joseph Robinette Biden. Such a strapping young man. Don't be a doll. Go get me some cigarettes and tell the Republicans to keep the hands off my Medicare.
Medicare.
But you mentioned that...
That's so funny.
And you couldn't pull a yoke, pull up the plane or anything like that, but she would be the only person on that show capable of doing it.
That is the worst show. Like, why are we back on this?
Do you trust Barney to be your pilot?
Oh, hell no. Barney's right. A fascist.
And Andy, I don't know. He needs to keep his feet on the ground.
No, Barney is one of those people that will never... There's somebody in my backyard.
I bet you it's that fox.
No, he only comes at night. They're nocturnal. He doesn't show up during
the day. Sometimes animals come out during the day, and that's usually a bad sign.
Nope, you're right. There is a fox
in
the yard.
Means there's a rabbit.
Oh,
that was sweet.
See?
You got radio points.
I get radio points. Let's talk about your practice. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce.
Yes, that's what we do.
And
divorce, child custody, child support, adoptions. Come talk to us. Modifications.
And by the way, not everybody gets a heads up. I got served on the radio with a mountain of papers on the top of which was...
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's not cool at all.
With a restraining order saying, you are not allowed to discuss this in public, the media, on your radio show, or anything. So I walked out.
Well, you know that. I mean, I know you hated her lawyer, but that was a.
That's
actually a good
lawyer.
Yeah.
No, I understood. I understood it, but I didn't know I was going to get it.
We try. I will say, unless we cannot find you, we won't let. We don't try to embarrass people. Yeah, we won't try to serve you at work. That's never our first option. The only reason that we would serve you at work would be we cannot find you at home. Like, we cannot catch you at home. Which, that's a good segue into kind of mentioning to people, your listeners, listen, if you know that this might be coming or you know that your spouse is trying to serve you with something, don't make them embarrass you, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, Dana and I have never not gotten somebody served. I mean, if we have to go to your place of employment, if we have to go, you know, find you. Unfortunately, I will say I've had to go to a kid's to send someone very privately and secretly, but to a kid's baseball game. That's what I was going to say. Wow. If we have to go to your kid's sporting event where we know you're going to be, if we don't want to do that. Well, she was avoiding stuff. Like, that's the thing is the only reason that we would even think about doing something like that would be if it was really serious and, like, you're avoiding service. But we can't say that for everybody, because some people would purposely do that to try to embarrass you or to try to humiliate you in front of, you know, a
I'm sure that case it was. Not her. Him, the
right.
lawyer.
Well, and so, you know, but we try to hold ourselves out with a little bit more respect for people in general and realize that, you know, this could be any one of our friends, our family members, ourselves. Sure. Like, so we try to be respectful of not only our client, but of the opposing party. And if they have counsel, opposing counsel. Not all attorneys are like that, though.
Well, sometimes you know it's coming